Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebawing Ace Hardware. A driver remains unidentified after a high-speed pursuit through northern Huron County earlier this month. According to a Huron County Sheriff's Office report, a deputy was running stationary radar near Van Dyke and Fillion Roads on the evening of August 13th when a pickup truck and a sedan were clocked at 96 miles per hour. The deputy began following the vehicles north on Van Dyke Road and reported seeing the pickup pass two vehicles, nearly causing a head-on collision with southbound traffic. Emergency lights and sirens were then activated, but the pickup continued on to Cross Road instead of stopping. The report says the pursuit continued along several rural roads, including Carpenter, Schott, Helms, Stoddard, and Crockard Roads. Speeds during portions of the pursuit were reported between roughly 70 and 110 miles per hour. At one point, investigators say the pickup's driver shut off the vehicle's lights in an apparent effort to avoid detection. The deputy continued tracking the truck by its brake lights. A sheriff's sergeant eventually ordered the pursuit terminated. The deputy shut off the emergency equipment, turned around, and later searched the surrounding area for the pickup and its driver. The vehicle was not located. The report lists the incident as fleeing or eluding police and identifies a suspect as unknown. No arrests was reported in the document. And in Elkton, dogs and their owners will be taking a walk for a cause in Elkton next month as a longtime local event helps mark a milestone for the Thumb Animal Shelter. The 2026 Ron Forster Memorial Dog Walk is scheduled for Friday, September 4th at the Ackerman Park Pavilion as part of Elkton Autumn Fest. This year's event will help celebrate 30 years of the Thumb Animal Shelter and its work caring for animals in the Thumb. Activities are scheduled to begin at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, with the dog walk stepping off at 6 p.m. The event will also feature a silent auction supported by area businesses and organizations. Items announced so far range from a spay and neuter voucher and a custom pet portrait to a round of golf, a yoga and wellness membership, cake pops, vehicle detailing savings, and 10 yards of crushed asphalt. Organizers say additional gift baskets and other auction items will also be available. Proceeds and community support from the event will benefit the Thumb Animal Shelter. Again, the Ron Forster Memorial Dog Walk is Friday, September 4th at Ackerman Park Pavilion in Elkton. Activities begin at 4:30 p.m., followed by the dog walk at 6 p.m. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's time to get outside and get grilling. So let our Ace grilling experts help you choose the right grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg Charcoal Grills, Traeger Wood Pellet Grills, and Weber Gas Grills. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills.
Hi, I'm Paul Bender from Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Stop in and see me. I'll make sure you leave with everything you need, unlike the big box stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard is right in our backyard. So when you need to feed your grass, remove the weeds, or wrangle those leaves, go to the place that delivers on top brands like Eagle, Toro, and Steel. We offer curbside pickup or get what you need delivered at participating stores.
Hey, it's Jana at Ace Hardware and Bad Axe. I'm here to help you tackle any project, big or small. Shop local with Ace Hardware and Bad Axe.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news in Bad Axe. Well, there's a new place in town for four-legged residents to stretch their legs. The new dog park at Wilcox Park in Bad Axe is now open and available to the public to use, giving area dog owners a designated space to let their pets get some exercise and enjoy the outdoors. Construction on the off-leash dog park began in late July after the project received approval from the Bad Axe City Council. While the gates are now open for dogs and their owners at this time, we have not been able to obtain an official announcement providing the date or details for a formal grand opening ceremony. So, while the celebration may still be coming, dog owners don't have to wait for one to begin using the park. As people start checking out the new facility, there are a couple of reminders worth keeping in mind. Dogs can be just like people. They don't automatically get along with everyone they meet. Owners should keep an eye on their dogs, pay attention to their behavior, and respect other animals and their owners. If a dog appears uncomfortable, overexcited, or aggressive around another dog, giving the animal some space can help keep the visit safe and enjoyable for everyone. Dog owners should also clean up after their pets. Before heading home, take a look around. Pick up anything your dog may have left behind and properly dispose of the waste. Keeping the new park clean will make it a better place for the next dog and the next owner coming through the gate. The dog park is located at Wilcox Park on Whitlam Street in Bad Axe. The project brings to life an idea that has been discussed locally for more than a decade. Bad Axe officials were considering Wilcox Park as a possible location for a city dog park as far back as 2016. And subsequent community recreation planning continued to show the public interest in having a dedicated dog park. Now, after years of discussion, Bad Axe dogs finally have a park of their own. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.